In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The lessons in the vernacular for the book of Ecclesiasticus. From the beginning and before the world, I was created, and unto the world I came, and I shall not cease to be. And in the holy dwelling place I have ministered before him. And so I was established in Sion, and the holy city likewise I rested, and my power was in Jerusalem, and I took root in an honorable people, and in the portion of my God his inheritance, and mine abode is in the full assembly of the saints. Please be attentive to the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd lifted up her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck." But he said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." This concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel. As is our normal task here on Saturdays, we just meditate on the goodness of Our Lady. We've been going through the virtues of the Blessed Mother for a number of weeks and months now. And so if you're just tuning in because we happen to have the live stream at this time, you can review those homilies if you want. They're really not homilies, I'm just reading and giving a little bit of commentary on these meditations we should have on these Saturdays of Our Lady. You can look at the website, I believe it's called New Mexico Catholic Hub, NM Catholic Hub. Check it out on, if you know what it is, go find it. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But we'll continue on. We've been going through, during those previous weeks that we've been able to have the Mass of Our Lady, on her virtues among men. And now we've come to Mary's love for mankind. So I'll begin with that. I'll begin with that reading today. Mary's love for mankind. The Church is the mystical body of Jesus Christ, and all men are invited to become members thereof. Hence, it is impossible to love sincerely, since Jesus and the Church, without loving so also the human race. Suffice it to say, Mary's love for mankind is that she is the co-redemptrix, the mother and advocate for all men. Mary is co-redemptrix. Jesus and Mary are the two dear names with which the entire plan of our salvation is intertwined. And this was the will of God, that as a man and a woman were the authors of our ruin, so a man and a woman should bring us salvation. As Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of mankind, Mary was destined to be the co-redemptrix, or to use the phrase of Albertus Magnus, adjutorium redemptionis. Jesus Christ is verily the Redeemer of mankind, but he has been given to us by Mary. She is therefore, of necessity, our co-redemptrix. When we speak of redemption, we picture ourselves the divine victim hanging upon the cross. And yet the mystery of the cross is not to be separated from the mysteries of the crib. For the evening sacrifice of Calvary was but a completion of the morning sacrifice of the Incarnation. The priceless victim offered upon the cross had been prepared and fashioned in Mary's womb. The heroines of Israel, Abigail, who saved her husband, Judith, who saved the city, Esther, who saved her people, were but faint images of her who brought into the world the Savior, not of man, not of a city, not of a nation, but of a whole human race. Adjutorium redemptionis. Mary is the mother of men. They had been betrayed by Eve, unworthy of the name of mother. They had need of a mother who would love them, and they have found in her Mary. She is the mother of Jesus Christ, who, as St. Paul tells us, is our elder brother. We are therefore Mary's younger children. Jesus belongs to her by nature. We are hers by adoption. As we are by adoption sons of God, so are we likewise adopted children of Mary. Our adoption as sons of God was brought by the blood shed upon the cross of Calvary. And it was on Calvary, through the same stream of blood, that we received our adoption as children of Mary. For the firstborn, as he hung upon the cross, said the whole family of the redeemed, represented by John, "Behold thy mother." Mary, therefore, loves each one of us not merely as her neighbor, but as a most dear child. She loves us all, because all are called to be brothers of Jesus, and all are loved by Jesus. Mary, in giving birth to our Lord, had not experienced the pains of the first Eve, but she did experience them in becoming the mother of men, in order that she might, with full truth, be called the second Eve, even as Jesus is the second Adam. The pains of travail were merited by Eve under the tree of death. They were endured by Mary in nobler childbirth at the foot of the tree of life, where she suffered for all who were to be her spiritual children. Ah, let us not forget the sorrows of this dear mother. Mary is the advocate of men. She fulfills perfectly the duties of a loving mother of all mankind, and as the hen gathers her chickens under her wings, so Mary protects her children by her intercession and her prayers. Do not the saints in heaven powerfully intercede for us because they are friends of God and of our brethren? Shall not then Mary be our advocate, who is at once the mother of God and our mother? Therefore, we have recourse to her every day with the Catholic Church and salute her as our advocate. On this subject, St. Bernard writes thus, quote, "Thou art awestruck, even by hearing the voice of the Father. Thou art ashamed to approach him, and wouldst fain hide thyself among the trees of the garden. Lo, he hath given thee Jesus for a mediator. But perchance thou shrinkest before the divine majesty of him also, since, albeit he be made man, he remaineth still God. Wouldst thou have an advocate with him likewise? Have recourse to Mary. There is nothing in Mary but pure humanity, pure not only in the sense of being free from any kind of contamination, but in that of being pure and simple human nature and nothing more. And I have no hesitation in saying that she also will be heard on account of her reverent submission. The Son will hear the Mother, and the Father will hear the Son." End quotation. Mary is indeed our mediatrix. In her we can put our trust, because as the Fathers have taught us, and as great Catholic hymnody has sung for century upon century, she is the fairest honor of our race. Not of any other race, not of a different substance than you and I, just like you and me. And so, in her perfection and purity, and as St. Bernard writes here, her simple humanity, we can find in her one who so perfectly united herself to the sufferings of her Son, as we will see further on in our readings. We can find a way in which we ourselves can be united to that same Christ who suffered. You and I are suffering much at this time. Well, we're not alone. Stay with Our Lady. She waits there at the foot of the cross with us. The foot of the cross is here at Mass. So draw strength from what is being offered here in this one great sacrifice. And if you're able to do so, come to receive our Lord in his most great sacrament of his love, the Eucharist, where he squeezes out a perspiration of his love, which is enough to drown away all the sins and all the sorrows of the entire world. God love you all. Call the bishop. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.